Well, our final guest on today's program played 432 games for the North Melbourne Football Club. He now holds the record for the most AFL games played, surpassing Michael Tuck's previous record of 426. He also played in the 1999 Premiership win over Carlton, has won the Club Best and Fairest Award 5 times. He's represented the Big V and has also been named in the North Melbourne Team of the Century. And he still continues to play footy as well as a roll-up down at the club. And as well, he's an ambassador for the AFL Victoria for WorkSafe. He joins us now via mobile phone. Brent Harvey, welcome to After the Siren. How are you, mate?
Oh, I'm very good, mate. We had a nice win today, so it's always good to speak on radio when you have a win. Unfortunately, I kept a quick eye on the Kangas score, and we lost there, but continue to work forward. I think we had a lot of young guys in today, so we'll see how we go going forward.
Well, obviously, winners and grinners at North Heidelberg, mate. Ones and twos on top of the ladder, the Bulldogs.
Yeah, going okay at the minute. We actually played the number two team on the ladder today and got over by, I think, 20-odd points. A bit of a scrappy game, very windy, but a win's a win. You've got to take the wins and enjoy them because sometimes the wins don't come around very often. But fortunately for us this year, they are, and I think we've only lost one game and sitting on top of the ladder, so looking forward already to next week.
Yeah, no, you're having a fantastic season. And you and your brother Shane have... I think your brother's bringing his own footy, mate. You've been kicking like cricket scores, mate, in recent weeks. So.
Yeah, no, he's been unbelievable. Before today, he had 30 goals in 2 weeks. We only kicked 10 goals today, and he kicked 4 of the 10. So he's still playing some really good footy. It's unbelievable. Comes back down and seeing how much he's dominating. And that's the reason why I came down, to be honest with you, just to have a kick with my brother. And it's pretty enjoyable kicking the ball into him, and he just keeps marking everything and kicking goals. So it's been good.
Well, a fair player, Shane, your brother, mate, because not many guys get the opportunity to play league football, and he played a few games for the Kangaroos like yourself, as well as the Bombers.
Yeah, he did. I think he managed 11 games with the Bombers and maybe 3 with the Kangaroos. So, career span of 14 games, which is 14 more than a lot of other people. But, I think he lasted 4 years in the system, which is around about the average lifespan of an AFL player. And, unfortunately for him, got spat out, but been a great local footballer for a long period of time now.
Brent, playing AFL for such a long period of time, coming into now community football, what's the transition been like going back to local now?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Obviously, the pace of the game's the most significant thing, the skills and a few other little things like that. And I guess just the standard as well. I've tried to bring a little bit of professionalism here, but at the end of the day, we've got to remember half the players get paid. Some of them don't get paid very much, and the rest is coming. Enjoy a bit of football and, to have a beer with their mates as well. So I think the professionalism is probably the biggest thing, because I've been used to going to training, pretty much as work for 21 years, and now I've got to just adjust to that slightly. But it's been great. I've absolutely loved playing suburban footy, and I'm probably go around next year as well.
What about pre-game rituals? Do you stay the same ritual as you did previously in the AFL, or does it change?
I'm a little bit less structured now, just with everything going on with my life, with the media work and some kids' sport. So I'm a little bit less committed, but I'm just less worried about, exactly preparation. I must say, I eat the same meal and the same breakfast every morning as what I did the last, 15 or 16 years. So some things still stay the same, but a few little things change.
And... obviously, at North Heidelberg, Steve Saddington, the senior coach. Gee, he must be licking his lips at this point of the season, Boomer.
Yeah, well, today put a 6 points clear on the top of the ladder, so it looks like we'll finish 1-2 now, regardless of what happens. We get the double chance. He's always had Shane down there. He's always said, I wish we had Shane in the midfield and the forward line, and we've pretty much got that now with me going down there. So, unfortunately for me, I don't kick as much goals as Shane, but I kick him the ball a fair bit, so... I know what he's capable of, so I think Sado's pretty happy to have both of us here.
Yeah, well, he is a goal-kicking machine, your brother. Just looking at his statistics with his 100 goal a season, he's done that multiple times. And what is it about North Heidelberg full forwards? Jamie Shaw and Jason Heatley, Centurions as well,
big
mate.
Big spider Shaw and Jason Heatley played here previously. James is a bit smaller than them guys, obviously, but he plays out of full forward. And I don't know, I think... obviously, the ball gets into him a fair bit up the field, and that makes a huge difference. But we have had a good history of good full forwards kicking 100 goals. Absolutely, we have.
Yeah, a long, rich history there, mate. Now, gee, your highlight, no doubt, of the career was the 99 Premiership, mate. What was that experience like?
Oh, it was fantastic. I've got to add that I was very young, though, and very naive about the whole thing. I got to the club in 96. I was lucky enough to play in the reserves Premiership that year. Obviously, the previous one, the Premiership that year against Sydney. 97, I played in the prelim. 98, we lost the grand final. 99, at 21 years old, I was a Premiership player. And I was probably thinking, you know, that I'd be a three- or four-time Premiership player. But as it's worked out, I haven't played in a grand final since. And that's probably what motivated me to keep going and try to share that experience that I was lucky enough to do at 21 with guys like Andrew Swallow and Drew Petrie and these type of guys. And it probably prolonged my career for a little bit because I was so ambitious in the goal to win the Premiership.
Yeah, no, that's extremely well said, mate. Now, I can't help but wonder, being a Richmond supporter, with yourself surpassing the great number 29 of the Tigers in games, did that have anything to do with you and the number 29?
Well, I think the number 29, we had all the games that we played a bloody lot of football. So, no, I do a fair few functions with KB now, but he never really speaks about it. He speaks about Matt McLean and being King of Boomer. The one thing I have got him on his game, so he never brings that up, unfortunately.
Well, you're in very rare company along with Hungry, mate. You've got Michael Tuck and the Essendon...
Dustin Fletcher, yep.
Dustin Fletcher. So there's four years have got to the 400, mate, which, gee, it's hard to see someone else actually repeating that, but they probably said the same thing about Michael Tuck at the time.
Yeah, I think they did. I think the game's changed a lot, though. I don't think I would have played 400 games if I didn't start when I did. At the minute, you know, the boys are at the club 6 days a week, 7 or 8 hours a day. When I first started, we were just training Monday, Tuesday and Thursday at 4 o'clock. So I think I got, you know, probably 100, 150 games under my belt before it really turned super professional. And I reckon if I started now, I certainly wouldn't have played 400 games. So maybe I was lucky to play in that era, but, you know, an old coach of mine said, lucky is what's left over once you've tried your hardest. And I certainly had a crack throughout my career.
Well, you must have been relatively injury-free, like obviously Michael Tuck was, as well as Kevin Baylor, because to rack up those amount of games, it's over a 20-year period. It's, you know, some guys are injury-prone and others aren't, and clearly you're in the latter.
Yeah, I was very lucky. I never did a soft tissue when I was playing AFL football. My father played footy till about 55, so I've got some pretty good genes built into the family genes, and I think my preparation certainly had something to do with that because I was pretty adamant of the things I had control over that I had to get done every single week. And I think when you look back at it, the preparation certainly had something to do with it.
Yeah, absolutely. A member of the Team of the Century at North Melbourne. Got a couple of handy teammates around you there as well in Glenn Archer. What can you say about the shin boner of the century, mate?
Yeah, oh, fantastic. I mean, one of the best team players that I've ever played with. You know, put him in the category with Wayne Carey and Stephen, those type of guys. To say, to look back, when I reflect upon my career, I actually don't think about my stuff very often. I just think how lucky I am that I was to play with those type of guys. And to sit back and dissect everything and think, you know, I probably played 200 games with Glenn Archer and 200 with, you know, Wayne, or maybe not 200 with Wayne Carey, but maybe 150 with Wayne Carey, 200 with Anthony Stephens. It makes me very proud to say that those guys are not only my teammates, but my mates as well.
Yeah, no, you've... Well, it was nice to see him at the Hall of Fame recently. He was inducted and made a really heartfelt speech. Boom, I'm not sure if... Did you see that on Foxtel?
Yeah, I did see it on Foxtel. It was fantastic. If anyone's worthy of going into the Hall of Fame, I think it's Anthony Stephens. I put him at number one of my best person that I've ever played footy with. Absolutely love the bloke. Still see him now, keeping constant contact and, you know, look forward to many years of friendship going forward.
Well, that's the thing that everyone in sport seems to talk about is, you know, that remaining friendship. I suppose when you endure 20 years of at the elite level, Boomy, you've seen it all, the good, the bad and the indifferent and everything in between.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you see a lot of things at football clubs, and obviously there was a big thing with the Kerry Stephen saga. And there's just little things that people don't even hear about that happen at football clubs that you keep a tight knit. And when you're with the boys, like I said, that friendship and the bond that you make And fortunately for us, I played in the Premiership and we get to have a reunion every 10 years and that will keep us close-knitted for the rest of our lives pretty much. And if I didn't play in the Premiership, you lose those reunions, but you certainly don't lose the friendship at the end of the day.
That's exactly right. Now, you're also an ambassador these days as the WorkSafe ambassador, which at the moment they're promoting throughout country Victoria, particularly with the football and netball. And you're off to Dalesford tomorrow, mate.
I am. Hopefully it's not too cold down there because the crowd tells me today that they were watching that and said it was freezing. But hopefully it's on tomorrow for us and it's not too cold. But, yeah, I am an ambassador for WorkSafe Victoria. And, you know, you go out to all the regional communities. And it's just about selling the message to all the locals out there. And when they're on the farm, there's so many little mistakes that you can make. And you can really nullify those mistakes just by being smart, having your mobile phone on you, having the roll bars put in place, having the helmet on when you're on the quad bike. There's all little messages that you can sell to these people when you're in the regional community. And I'm very happy to help out and be an ambassador for that. It's such a great cause. And at the end of the day, you know, there's some deaths that happen that shouldn't happen. And if you can play a small part in that, you're helping out in a big way. So very, very happy to help out and head down to Dalesford tomorrow. And as I said, hopefully it's not too cold for me.
Well done. Well, thanks for joining us today, Brent, on After the Siren. And we appreciate your time because we know you're a busy man.
Thanks for having me. Fantastic.